This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Once again, Randy Mack out this week. He'll be back on Monday. Abe Gordon filling in for him this week and me last week. So obviously, thanks again to Abe for that. And good morning to you, Abe Gordon. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'll tell you what. I've had a pretty good week in general.
Good.
Ansi Saleh has had an outstanding week. Just a great week.
Yeah. I'm glad that you started right there because we'll get to the Braves at some point. What happened yesterday?
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean it's a 20-year-old on the mound. It was kind of gonna go the way that it went. Like yesterday we knew that they had made the Porzingis trade. We talked a lot about that, of course. Now I know Saleh can't talk about it yet because he was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday afternoon leading into the draft, and you know, obviously the guys did a great job asking him everything that they could, but you can't ask him about the thing that everyone's most interested in, which is really challenging because that's all anybody wants to hear about. And now, 24 hours after that, like I was so happy with the way that the Porzingis trade played out in terms of kind of the limited risk and the need and all of that, understanding why you would do something like that, all that. Like, what happened last night is so much better than that and so much more impressive to me. That, like, we're talking about a guy who's been the general manager for 15 minutes at this point.
So that's what I was going to say,
like,
yeah.
I don't want to get too crazy with it.
But?
Because I'm tempted to.
Yeah.
Because, also, it takes two to tango, and you have to find general managers who are so inept. And thank God Joe Dumars is back in the NBA.
What is that guy doing?
Well, what he did in Detroit at the end. Like, do you know how bad you have to be to get fired by Detroit when you're Joe Dumars? Like, Joe Dumars is a franchise legend who, by the way, was a GM that put together a roster that won them an NBA championship. It got real bad at the end in Detroit for him. If you want to go back and look at some of the late Detroit Joe Dumars contracts and trades that they made. But thank goodness he's back in the NBA because Ansi Saleh took full advantage of that immediately. Like, when I saw the details of the trade, I thought everyone had made a typo. Like, I thought everyone had copied and pasted some release that they got and there was a typo because there was no way it was unprotected. Like, clearly it was top 10 protected,
and it was no way
lottery protected.
Going to be the more favorable.
Yeah,
you certainly
or least
favorable.
Something,
right?
Like, there clearly was a typo
yeah.
in the report last night when all of the insiders in the NBA were telling us that the Hawks traded from 13 to 23 and picked up next year's unprotected pick from the Pelicans or the Bucks.
Whichever one.
Both of which are possible, I would say even likely in one case, to lose the superstar that's on their roster before next season starts. And now we have that, like, it's one of the fun things as a sports fan to have a pick like that where you know you have another team's pick and so you can just sort of actively root against them all year. Now we're talking about a situation where it doesn't even have to wait till next year. Now you can start actively rooting for the Pelicans to trade Zion, who, by the way, just hired a new agent like in the last week. Just changed agencies in the last week. You don't do that for no reason. Like, it wouldn't surprise me at all if Zion Williamson is asking for a trade out of New Orleans by the time by the end of the summer. And if he even if he plays, he's probably going to get hurt and not play that much. If he does, like, this is a team who's tanking. You can't tank when you don't have your own.
Atlanta tried that.
Yeah, like you
we
can't.
We talked about that.
That's why they couldn't tank last year. Like that's why. Well, they have to try to win. They don't have their own.
Yeah.
Pick. I'm befuddled at how positively I feel about the Hawks front office.
Right.
I have not felt this way about a Hawks front office for much time since I've been here.
We came in Monday. And we're sitting here, and it's draft week, and a lot of questions about, can this guy run the team? Are we going to hire this executive? What exactly is going on? It is now Thursday, and it's like best trade in recent memory.
Yeah.
Best draft night, draft trade in recent memory. And it's just like, this guy, he's Ronald Acuna coming off the IL. He's just smoking everything over the fence.
Yeah. I guess this guy knows what he's doing. And I don't know. I don't know whether or not Landry Fields could have pulled something like this off. I have no idea. It ultimately doesn't matter. He did do the first half of the work on the Porzingis trade. Like, all of the pieces that you moved to get Porzingis in here were acquired when Landry made the deal at the deadline last year. Now, Salale was in the front office then, too, so you have to assume that he had a part in that decision. Again, none of that really matters. What happened yesterday and with the Porzingis trade, to me, are just they're trades that really smart front offices make. And then you have to get luck. Like, obviously, you have to hope that Porzingis stays healthy and it works out. If it does, then you're looking at that move as a brilliant move. Obviously, there has to be some luck involved with what happens from here on with either the Pelicans or the Bucks.
And just lottery luck in general.
Well, yeah, sure. Like, when you get to the ping pong ball part of it. But, like, one of those two teams is probably going to be bad.
By the way, you mentioned, like, Zion being traded. Like, we're not exactly sure that Giannis isn't still going to be
moved.
You could be playing both of those teams with no Giannis, no Dame, or no Zion.
There's a world in which both of those guys get traded, and then we just get to sort of sit here and watch, see which one's worse. Now, my money will be on the Pelicans being worse,
because
it's the Pelicans, and they've been bad, but now they have, I mean, they traded for Jordan Poole yesterday. Like, they acquired Jordan Poole. That's a thing they did. On the same day, they traded an unprotected first-round pick to move up 10 spots to get Derek Queen. And I think Derek Queen might be a nice player. Like, I think he's probably pretty good. He fits some question mark profiles that Zion fit, like, you know, body type-wise and maybe diet-wise and motivation-wise. He's also older and wasn't the number one overall pick, so you had to take Zion and roll the dice that maybe he would figure it out. He hasn't. Injuries have been a part of it, but I think that the injuries have certainly not been helped by the fact that he's not been in great shape the whole time.
The Zion thing is that when he is going,
he's awesome.
He's that good.
Yeah, like, he's awesome.
It's not a total bust.
Right.
It's turning into a bust because of, but, like, it's there. It could, in theory, it could be there.
When he plays, he's really good. He just never plays.
No.
And part of the reason that he never plays, seemingly, is because he's overweight. Like, it seems to me like he would get hurt less if he was in better shape.
That's a discussion we've had in the NFL and but NFL drafts quite a bit, is, does this guy really love football?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, do we need to start taking a look at some NBA players in that realm?
Yeah. Like, are you kidding?
Like, I mean,
yes.
we don't have that discussion, I guess is what I mean.
Oh, I mean,
maybe we should be.
Well, I think we do kind of. There's a lot of guys where
to
it's
be
like,
fair, though, I don't even think Jokic likes basketball. He just kind
of. Yeah, he just sort of is, like, burdened by happening to be one of the best players in the world. He's
have
like,
to do it so I can feed.
I guess I better go out there
1,000
and
horses.
Accumulate as much feed money as I can for this stable. No, I think there's a lot of guys in the NBA that don't care that much about basketball. I think some of them, like, fake it long. And I think Ben Simmons got a max contract and then finally was able to reveal to the world how he felt about it. I think Bradley Beal faked it long enough to get a huge contract and then finally was able to reveal to the world how he felt about it. I think there's a lot of guys in the NBA. I think there's more guys in the NBA like that than there are in the NFL. Because in the NFL, you might die. Like, if you're out there going through the motions on a random play and you're not, like, fully engaged, some 280-pound guy who can run a 4.5 might clean you out. The NBA, like, you can get by. You just kind of, all right, we're cool. Put my 22 minutes in, shoot corner threes. Get a deflection, you know, fill the stat sheet up a little bit to make it look good for appearances. Yeah. I mean, there's guys, like, again, I don't know. There's guys that populate these tank rosters that are going to get an extra, like, 3 to 5 years in their careers where they're making, by the way, like $10 million per just to be on a roster that's trying to lose. Like, there are guys that teams try to get when they're trying to lose. Jordan Poole's one of them. Jordan Poole just got traded yesterday to the Pelicans, who now are actively rooting for them to be bad next year, so that helps the cause.
He's got to be hoping Zion gets hurt.
Oh, so he can shoot just, all he wants.
Yeah, like that's a thing. Because with Zion, they're going to be like, hey, man, you can't shoot 31 times tonight.
Yeah.
That guy's going to shoot 31 times.
Here's the other side of it that's really fun, and we haven't even talked about who they drafted yet. There was talk of Asa Newell at 13. I don't know if that would have really happened or not, if the Hawks would have made their pick. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? But he was certainly a guy that we talked about at 13. To move back 10 picks and still get a player that certainly you like, otherwise you wouldn't have taken him, and the fan base is familiar with, go look at all the guys that are drafted in the 20s. And if you're not just a diehard draft, like, freak, if you're not a draft sicko or a college basketball sicko, you probably don't know many of these names. Hawks fans know Asa Newell because he played at Georgia, which is awesome. What's he going to be for the team next year? Probably not a ton. I mean, he's probably not going to have a huge role just because he's behind some pretty good guys that already have roles. But you develop Newell over the next handful of years. He's got a lot of athleticism. He's got a lot of upside. And, you know, if you can get big time, or I don't know, big time, but you can, like, important rotational minutes from him 2 to 3 years from now, you feel really good about that at 23.
Yeah, and by the way, this is not an Atlanta Hawks discussion. Like, you look at mock drafts from various outlets, like Asa Newell's in the 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 range. I agree with you. And so the fact that I felt pretty strongly that they actually were going to take Asa Newell at 13. The fact that you, and by the way, if you miss out on Asa Newell because of the trade that you made, like, we would accept that. It's such a good trade.
Yeah, no one was going to be mad.
Who cares?
Yeah.
But the fact that he is there at 23 is even better. It's just the icing on top, or the cherry on top for the Hawks.
If they would have traded 13 just for next year's unprotected and not gotten 23, I still would be happy. Like, I still would think what they did last night was a smart move, even if they didn't get anything last night.
I think you had better than fair odds that whatever pick you'll have next year is better than 13.
There's a chance that it's number one. Yeah, and it's not a crazy chance. Like, and stop me when I start being completely ridiculous here, because I don't think that I'm being ridiculous.
No,
I realize I'm being very optimistic. But, like, it's not crazy to think that the Pelicans or the Bucks, but probably more likely the Pelicans, could be so bad next year that they have one of the five worst records in the NBA.
How's the lottery work? You have like three teams that all have
a 14% chance to get the number
one.
There's
a solid chance that you're one of those three teams.
It's not crazy to think that the Pelicans could be one of the three worst teams in the NBA next year, especially if Zion demands out this summer, which why wouldn't he? Like, this is what we're doing. Like, we're trading 10 spots up so we can get Derek Queen. No offense to Derek Queen, but that's not, like, he's not a franchise-changing player. Now, I guess if he goes on to be that, like, if he completely over-exceeds all expectation and becomes a superstar player, maybe you look back on this as like, dang, I guess that's the guy that we should have taken. But even still, I'm not second-guessing this. It was too good of a deal to not jump at.
Yeah, I don't know if David Griffin is still running things there in New Orleans, like, as president or whatever. He might be gone, too. Like gone. This trade,
not dead, but
that,
like,
they made, I think I said this about Nico as well. Like, this is a fireable offense. Like, you should lose your job that night.
I don't know.
Like, I know there's like a slight overreaction hot take to that, but like, honestly, it's such a bad trade.
If I was somebody asked us in the AMA yesterday, like, how, if you were on Boston radio, how would you defend trading Porzingis? And I was like, well, that's really easy. If I was on New Orleans sports radio today,
call it for his head.
And I had to try to defend this. I was like, Derek Queen better become DeMarcus Cousins. Like, that's what he's got to be, but healthy.
You have a one-year grace period to see how good Derek Queen is and how good that pick would have been.
Well, no, because that's the problem, is Derek Queen's not going to be good enough by the time you know what that pick is to justify it. Derek Queen's not going to be like a viable starting NBA player for 3 or 4 years. He was one and done, and he's so far from ready That pick might be the number one pick next year.
Like, Derek Queen needs to be an obvious participant in the rookie sophomore challenge.
Doesn't matter. If it's the number one pick, it does not. He could be
the
rookie of the year. If the Hawks
I would
the number one pick.
I would have fired him last night, Bunk. Seriously.
They just hired him 10 minutes ago. It's Joe Dumars. They just hired him.
Well, good.
Thank God they did. Man. It's, keep guys like that around, man, for the benefit of the Hawks. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the, what is it? What's trending? That's what we're going to get to. I'm so excited about what happened last night. The Braves lost, but it was bound to happen at some point. We'll get into all that coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
With the first pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Dallas Mavericks select Cooper Flagg from Duke University.
There you go. To the surprise of no one, Cooper Flagg goes number one overall last night to the Dallas Mavericks. And just like in one of the craziest, and I know I'm here for all the conspiracies surrounding it as well, but just like in one of the craziest runs of a franchise's history, Mavericks fans go from as mad as you could ever possibly be to, I don't think they've forgiven, but like turning the page to optimism. I wouldn't have imagined that people would be able to turn the page to optimism from the Luka thing in 10 years. But, I mean, we got AD, and we re-signed Kyrie to an extension, and now Cooper Flagg's coming in. Like, you can see how you talk yourself into... Because I think it would have crossed my mind to just quit being a Mavericks fan when they traded Luka Doncic. But now you can talk yourself back into it.
It's one of those things where not only am I, like... And obviously you don't know what Cooper Flagg's entirely going to be yet.
Of course not.
I find it tough not to argue that they're actually somehow... Not even like the franchise isn't dead, but like actively in a better position.
Would you have
if
traded,
they're healthy?
Would you have traded Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis and the number one pick? Right? Probably still no, but maybe knowing that it was going to be Cooper Flagg, like that's way less
it
crazy.
It would still be a no, but.
But it's way less crazy than trading Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis and no picks at all. Like
if they're healthy.
Yeah.
Like if Kyrie comes back.
Yeah.
I don't know what Clay can give you still.
Yeah, not a ton, but they're kind of not asking him to do a ton, which is good. He's still a spot up shooter.
Like they're kind of formidable, man.
They've got a good front court. They just re-signed Gafford, right? I know. Now it's going to be a minute before Kyrie's healthy, but and it's going to be a minute before Cooper Flagg is a real difference maker in terms of winning in the NBA. But there's a little bit of a window there. I don't know. It's not crazy. It's crazy to think that it's not crazy because everyone was ready to burn Nico Harris.
He should have gotten
down.
The Joe Dumars treatment and been fired that night.
And yet, here we are, the luck of the ping pong ball. We just have to hope that now, because what the Hawks did last night was acquire a pick that could potentially be the number one pick next year. I'm not saying that it's going to be, but it's not crazy to think that it might be. Just given some ping pong ball luck and how bad the Pelicans are going to be, you got to hope that you get a little bit of that Mavericks luck.
What's the pick where you'd be like, I can't believe it's this bad of a pick. Like 9? Like 7?
I'd be shocked if it's not top 10. Yeah. Like if the pick that the Hawks get from, because it's the, again, for people that don't maybe fully understand all of how it works, is it's a pick swap between the Bucks and the Pelicans that is the preferred one. So whichever pick is better. So it's post lottery, whoever has the better pick. And both of those teams have a chance to be pretty mediocre next year, especially if Zion and or Giannis leave those teams. It would surprise me if you don't get a ping pong ball to bounce into the top 10.
Yeah, like 8 is where I'm like,
it's like, but now
I feel like it could have been
this
higher.
Too. Next year's draft is supposed to be really good. Like they're already talking about it as one of the best drafts in like a decade. And this year's draft was okay. It was top heavy. There's probably 5 or 6 guys that people really like. And then after that, kind of flattened out a little bit, which is another reason why the Hawks can trade back from 13 to 23 and still get a player that had been talked about at 13. Like the talent gap between 1 and 6, maybe not 1, but 2 and 6 was probably pretty comparable. But then once you got into 7, 8, 9, teams started kind of taking risks and maybe high upside guys, whatever. And then once you got into the teens, by all accounts, pretty equal just in terms of what position you were looking for. Ultimately, the Hawks took Asa Newell, who's a player that we all know because he played at Georgia. And here's the general manager, Ansi Saleh, talking about him last night.
Oh, yeah, that don't tell Kyle that his head's going to get too big. So, like, no, we can't do that. But, no, it's really cool. Like, it's pretty cool that he's just down the road, played at Georgia. Yeah, it's just really exciting. I think it's cool for the state of Georgia. I really do, just to have a guy that played out there that's an Atlanta Hawk now. It's really special. So I'm just really excited about him.
So the beginning of that quote, he was talking about how growing up as a Hawks fan, Asa Newell had a Kyle Korver jersey, which is pretty fun because Kyle Korver is now a member of the front office. So they're colleagues. I'm sure that some fun will be made about that. Nothing makes you feel older than a guy who's in the NBA having looked up to you as a...
Want me to sign your jersey,
when he was
kid?
A child. But, no, that's pretty cool. And, you know, a player that you're familiar with. I mean, to me, honestly, and it doesn't necessarily mean anything one way or the other, but just in terms of today and last night and the excitement of knowing the name, you get into the mid to late 20s and you've heard of the guy that your team picks, I take that as a win.
Well, and look, I know the NBA draft in mock drafts and all that comes in cycles and circles. Like, there was a time where Ace Newell's like, this guy's one of the top seven picks coming out this year.
Yeah.
And obviously Georgia didn't have a great season, but some of his numbers are still really impressive. He's coming into the league as a 30% three-point shooter and can improve from there.
Right.
Like that. You obviously don't want him taking a gajillion threes.
He has to improve from there. If he's going to stick and kind of have a – because, you know, what is he, like 6'9", right? He's not a
– Somewhere in there.
He's not a big –
UGA said 6'11". The NBA says 6'9".
Well, 6'9" with his shoes off, right? Yeah. He's going to play with his shoes on, so he probably is 6'11". But, yeah, I mean, he's big, but he's not like a – he can play center, but he's not that probably traditionally. You'd probably more like to have him as your four if he was out there. But he could play as a four with Porzingis on the court. He could play as a five with Jalen Johnson on the court.
Describing a Yeka Okongwu.
Well, that's how I thought about it.
Yes,
was,
I agree.
And Yeka Okongwu's on a great contract right now. There's a couple more years on it. If at the end of it, Ace Newell is ready to be that next guy and be kind of like your main backup big, that's a home run. If that's what Ace Newell turns into, he's like your first front court guy off the bench at 23, that's phenomenal.
And to build off of that, I know we had this premise that Okongwu was going to work on the three-point shooting, and he's coming in starting at a baseline of 30%.
Right.
It can improve from there. Mm-hmm. If you can get to 34, 35% three-point shooter, if you're Ace Newell, now we're starting to, you know what I mean?
Yes. Again, if he's going to develop into like a real deal, like, oh my, what a steal, we got this guy, that's what has to happen. Because the other stuff's going to be there. I think that the physicality and the defense and the athleticism and, like, just the effort. If you watched him play at Georgia, he just is like an energizer bunny. He just goes, and he's very happy to be a defensive player. But if he's going to be like, you're really going to feel good about this pick, some of that shooting is going to improve, and hopefully it does. It has happened before.
So, real quick, where do we see him kind of lining up? Just in terms of the rotation, obviously, if we now have Porzingis starting and Okongwu is your first big off the bench, where do you think he fits in?
What was Mo Gay's role last year?
Third center.
That's probably kind of it, I would think.
Okay.
Next year.
So, I didn't know if there's ways to go where he comes in almost like a small forward.
Yeah,
type
maybe
two.
You go like a big lineup and you have him out there defensively. You know.
Yeah.
Like if
could you go Porzingis, Okongwu, and
maybe I don't know
with either Dyson or Jalen Johnson at the God boy, that's some length if you have Jalen.
Yeah, that's
at
a
the
great
two.
Defensive. That's a great defensive lineup if you do that. I know it's interesting.
It's not like, that bad of an offensive lineup though when you consider Trey, Jalen, and Porzingis. Too.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't hear you say Trey. It's not a great defensive lineup then. Because no lineup featuring Trey is going to be defensive lineup.
The other four guys got some long
arms. I thought you said Dyson was handling the ball. And
no, I was just, if you wanted to go physically big, and you go Trey, Jalen, and then Porzingis, Okongwu, and Ace Newell, it's a lot of length.
But what if instead of having Trey, Jalen, you went Dyson, Jalen,
Okongwu, you up the Newell. Defense and lose some offense?
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure on Jalen.
Hopefully don't press. As long as they don't like throw that thunder like
Jalen Johnson has been a press breaker.
Yeah.
At times.
Yeah. All right. We'll see. We'll get back into some of what else happened in the draft last night. I personally love what the Jazz did at five. We'll talk more about that in about 10 minutes. But let's hear Brian Snitker talking about Fuentes' start last night.
No, it is a real tough. I mean, you got to hit your spots, and there's no room for error against a lineup like this, especially after they see him one time. And, you know, just kind of got some balls too much in the middle of the plate and secondary stuff. Just overall command probably wasn't great.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a part of it. He's got the stuff, but he looked like a young pitcher, especially the second time through the lineup. We talked about it yesterday. Like, kind of felt like one of those ones where Soto might be really happy to see him out there, and he was. And then he was happy to see the relief pitchers as well. But, look, I mean, it was a 20-year-old making his second start against a really good lineup, and that's what it looked like.
Yeah, let's be honest. Like, we talked about what we needed to see, what we thought we'd see from him. That kind of was the expectation. He got you into the fourth inning in a somewhat manageable game. The question was, and you and
just
I...
just don't give up six.
Well, but the question was, can the offense win this game? Mm-hmm. Can you get a 9-6, an 8-6 victory? And ultimately, the answer was no.
The answer was no. The good news is Aaron Bummer and...
Austin Cox?
Austin Cox, yeah, who I think has been
with the team
sent
anymore.
Down. Yeah. Covered two innings yesterday, so we'll take it. Because now the bullpen wasn't all that taxed.
I asked that question.
For him going three and a third, Bummer and Cox being able to take care of the rest of the game was nice.
Yeah, and here's the thing. It just that's probably the last time I need to see Fuentes for a year.
Yeah, like, probably.
Like that can't be your option.
But, like, what are you going to do?
I don't know. And that's the problem, is you don't have a good option. I would try
Hurston Waldrop.
He hasn't been exactly tearing it up. You don't have a good option.
Bo had a fun idea.
I mean, call the Orioles.
You know, Anthopoulos.
The Orioles are actually going to be here next week.
You know, Anthopoulos has his number.
And he has not looked like the worst pitcher in baseball his last couple
of years. Yes, Charlie Morton has looked significantly less
awful. He actually
awful
is back being the
last
starter.
Month. Yeah, they put him back in the rotation, and he looks okay. He looks okay.
The Diamondbacks are about ready to sell.
The A's have multiple pitchers that I would love. You're just going to have to give them, like, actual pieces of your minor league system.
Do they still have Helsley?
Is that the relief pitcher?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got him out there throwing 107 miles an hour?
I'm looking at them for Helsley and to the Nationals for Finnegan.
Oh, I like
him. And the bullpen's solved.
We just solved it. Hey, Alex. Good thing the signal's so good. He can hear us up there at the battery. All right, we'll come back. We'll get back into what happened last night in the NBA draft, both from a Hawks perspective and some of the other fun picks that took place throughout the first round. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We will get into an NFL no huddle in about 20 minutes from right now. Some contract extensions in the NFC South. We'll talk about that. Back into some college. Actually, no. We're not going to do college football at 12:20. Caleb Johnson is going to join us at 12:20. Our 92.9 The Game Hawks insider. And we'll talk to him about what happened last night. Anything we can do to not do that college football segment that Abe has written up at 12:20, we're going to continue to not do
it. Hey, guess what?
What?
Tomorrow, 1:20, you'll see it.
Mm-mm.
You'll see it.
And
we
you know
don't
what?
Have to do it, but it'll be
tomorrow
there.
Tomorrow at 1:20, we're going to talk about who knows what. Talk about 4-minute miles or something like that.
We might talk about that today.
We might, because that's later, right? That's later today?
Yeah, I think the broadcast starts at 1:15, so I don't think like...
Oh, you're going to be busy at 1:15.
Well, no, it's in the break.
That's true, I guess.
I don't know if they start the race immediately or
I guess
or
that's true. I guess that's true. All right, so NBA draft round one in the books. Can I just, you know, we're here to complain sometimes, so let me complain about a couple of things.
I think I wrote one of these complaints on the rundown.
As it relates to the NBA draft, why did they move it from Thursday to Wednesday? I don't know. Why did they separate the first and second rounds?
I didn't
know
they did.
They did that last year, I believe. It wasn't.
Caleb told me.
Oh, this was the first year?
I was talking with Caleb yesterday.
Okay.
And he told me that this is the first year they've done that.
Is it? Okay. I guess maybe they announced that they were going to do it a while ago, and it seemed like a bad idea then. And it is. It is a bad idea. And it just seems crazy to have the NBA season end on Sunday night and then not allow any time for people to talk about or enjoy or whatever, and then have the draft be on Wednesday. It's too short of a period of time. We don't need a 2-month ramp up like the NFL. I understand that. We don't need that. But just maybe an extra day for people to transition from the season being over to now like one of the most important events of the offseason happening. So that's one. That's one thing.
Okay.
I think they should put the draft back on one night and put it on Thursday night.
Sure.
The one that we all agree on, this is like the least controversial opinion in sports, but they have to find a way to figure it out to where guys don't get drafted by teams that they're never going to play for and don't go up there and put hats on of teams that they're never going to, cities they're never going to go to.
Right.
And really, more than anything, just like confuse the average viewer.
Right.
Like there's just a lot of, maybe not a lot of people, I don't know how many casual sports fans are tuning in for the NBA draft. It feels like something you have to really care about the NBA to want to watch. But like if you are just the average person tuning in, it's like, oh, cool. I mean, there were people texting me last night what I thought about the Hawks drafting Derek Queen. And I was like, well, they didn't.
Well, like, the other problem
they
with that,
didn't draft him.
The trade the Hawks made from 13 to 23 with Derek Queen on the board, like that happened like 3 minutes before the pick.
Right.
Like it just happened. So there wasn't a lot of time. It wasn't Kevin Durant, like number 10's not really Houston's number 10. It's Phoenix's number 10.
Right.
It wasn't that much time. And that was a mess. And then since they don't change the graphics, at 22, right, people are like, nope, that's the Porzingis trade. Like that's not our pick either.
It is funny because the guy that got drafted at 22 was the name that we joked about getting drafted at 22 yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, Hawks fans are going to be furious when Drake Powell gets drafted at 22 and you don't have that pick. Turns out Drake Powell was drafted at 22.
Well, it's also a bad look for the broadcast shows who are trying to analyze how this guy fits. And it was like, he's not on that depth chart, man.
Yeah, I will give them a little bit more credit for trying to put the actual like graphic of the team that is making the pick up there and then being honest about it and having the conversation about where he's actually going. I just think it's confusing for them as well. Like, there's enough going on draft night for these people on live TV to try to make it interesting to then throw this other crap into the mix. Not to mention that, you know, hopefully, like mercifully, with Inside the NBA headed to ESPN, hopefully we can do something about the draft coverage because there was two options last night, neither of which were acceptable. Like, I watched the Malika Andrews, Kendrick Perkins one because I thought it was better. But, like, I mean, come on. Like, this is a major league with a lot of people that care about it. Like, that's the best we can do with two options. Maybe give us a third one. Like, I'll volunteer to do some stuff on NBA TV if they want to do something on NBA TV next year, because there's no way it could be worse than what they're doing.
Well, and they're the ones that missed
ABC
out. Because I saw plenty of people complaining about both ESPN and ABC and not having any good options for real analysis.
Yeah.
NBA TV is the one that missed out, because they're the company that has analysts that probably could break it down.
Put it on there. Just like dumb it down. We don't have to do all the crazy stuff. We don't have to have we don't have to interview all five Knipple brothers at once. As much as that was a fun effort, like, didn't really land. I don't understand, and if you're out there, someone who did this, I'm not trying to criticize. I'm just saying I don't understand families that have a bunch of kids and they all have to have their names start with the same letter. Because there's, like, seven Knipples, and they all start with K.
Correct.
How come? They just like it?
They also just, like, they're not, and nothing wrong with what they name their children. They just... It's a normal name with a C, but they force the K in there. Like, it's not even like normally spelled with a K.
Yeah. It's just,
and they
like
just force it in there.
It's a lot of K's.
Yeah.
I don't understand. There's so many names. So many different names. You just take a lot of names off the table when you decide, well,
no, because they just throw
only
a K
option
in there.
We have are K's.
It's a silent K.
Or they could just do what they did with Nipple and just put a K on the front of it like they did with their last name. And you could just be like
he could be Nick with a K.
Carmichael. Or Knick.
Just Nick with a K.
It's also funny to me that their last name is Knipple. Sure. I like what the Utah Jazz did at five. I know that Ace Bailey did not want to go to Utah, and that is understandable.
At this point, do we even know where he wanted to go?
Not Utah, because he did. That was public. And then when they talked to him about it, he was like, I had no idea that they were going to draft me. Look, he was the best player there. He was probably better than the player that got drafted in front of him. He's arguably better than everybody. Like, there's a chance that he's the best player in this draft with how talented of a player that he is.
And maybe he was never going to go above Cooper Flagg.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't. But it's not it's not crazy to think that 5 years from now we're like, dang, this guy is the one. And
it is because he's in Utah now.
I just like that Danny Ainge was like, no, he's the best guy in the draft, and hopefully we can sell him on Utah.
Did you like the argument from multiple analysts, like, Utah's a pretty good landing spot for him because of this and because of that?
I agree.
Nothing basketball related?
I agree. Like the off the court? Oh,
yeah.
They think that, like, because there's nothing
there's no
to do
side
there?
Shows, there's no... No distractions. Utah's pretty good. Well, he had a tough lead up. I think we understand that.
That might be reason. I don't know anything about him other than that he's a very good player.
Who
and
hates Utah.
That he, like, he treated the draft process differently than most people do.
What do you think's, like, the power rankings of anti-Utah reasonings? Like, where does weather come in? Because there's other cold weather cities in the NBA.
Yeah, I think boring.
Yeah. Utah's
demographics probably play a slight role in that.
This is for the uneducated. Utah's a beautiful state.
You know
this. Lots of national parks. Some of the best in the country.
It is. Again, not knowing Ace Bailey particularly well, I don't know what his
national park enjoyer,
what his feelings are on the parks.
Get him the water bottle.
Yeah, I don't know if he's visiting Zion on his days off or what.
A little trek to Arches.
Maybe. I don't know. Hopefully, I would encourage him to do so. It's one of the best things we've got going is our national park system. But yeah, he really didn't want to go there. But from a basketball standpoint, there's no one in front of you, and that was I guess Markkanen. But come on, like, he's all right. You'll be fine. If you're legit,
John Collins re-upped his option.
You'll be the featured guy in no time if you're as good as we think that you might be. But I don't know, because that was part of the thing that he talked about wanting was that I want to go to a place where there's a clear path to superstardom in the franchise. You can be a superstar in any market. Like, that's been proven time and time again with all these guys in all these smaller markets. There's no one in your way in Utah.
He made it sound like he just wanted to go to Miami.
Okay.
That's enough. What I'm stuck at. Is like, he wants to be with Miami.
I already kind of like Brooklyn. And, like, he went to college at Rutgers, so something got him up there. I'm sure there was some money involved.
Yeah,
but,
NIL deals.
But, yeah, I don't know. I like teams that are like, look, I understand your concerns about our location, but you're really good, and we want you, and we're going to try our best to figure it out. Because what are you going to do, not play?
And the other thing is, like, and we'll see in We talked about it in the past couple of segments, like the usage of Asa Newell and exactly what is he going to become? Is he going to be able to develop? Like, you don't have any of those questions. You're just, the ball is yours. And not that we want you to go full on Jordan Poole, but like, there's an opportunity you might be taking 20 shots a game.
Definitely.
That should be exciting to you.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Like, I immediately step into an NBA situation where I have a green light. There's no one in front of me. There's no expectation.
John Collins isn't a shot creator.
They kind of want to be bad again so they can get the kid that's going to be at BYU next year.
AJ.
Yeah, which, by the way, with what the Hawks did yesterday.
Now, he came out next year and said that he doesn't want to go to Utah. That would be funny.
Yeah. Yes, that would definitely be funny. But they should take him, too. Again,
by the way,
I don't care.
No, they won't, because it's going to be our pick.
Yeah, we're
going to take him next year with one overall.
There's a non-zero chance that the Hawks landed the number one pick in next year's draft last night when they made the trade with the Pelicans, so the Pelicans could move from 23 to 13 to take Derek Queen. Hopefully, for his sake and their sake, Derek Queen turns into a really nice player after next year. You have a now built-in rooting interest to hope that both the Pelicans and the Bucks, because it's a pick swap, and you get the better of the two picks, unprotected first-round pick between the worst of those two teams. So you're rooting against the Bucks and you're rooting against the Pelicans
next year. That's an interesting comment. I don't really approach the season with that mindset often. Like, I think we're all kind of jokingly, actively rooting against the Rockies and just see how many games they can lose. Will it be 130? You know, whatever. Like, being able to watch on a random weeknight a nationally televised Pelican game and having, like, a severe rooting interest for the Clippers to beat them.
Nationally televised Pelican
game? Well, I don't know. NBA TV, man.
Oh, right.
NBA TV.
Right.
But, like, actively being able to root against the team, that might be kind of enjoyable.
I mean, this is obviously a conversation that we can't have when Randy's here because he doesn't do that. But I love actively rooting against teams. Like, as much as I love...
this isn't a rivalry either. It's just like...
Yeah, yeah. It's even more fun than that because you don't really hate them, but their negative outcome ends up being your win if they're bad enough. But I love when Oregon loses. Like, it's one of my favorite things in the world. I was a very strong Pacers supporter in the NBA Finals.
Oh, were you?
I was very hopeful that the Pacers were going to figure that one out. And
it didn't come out over here.
They damn near did. I don't care if it came out over here.
No, I know.
Or not.
I know you didn't.
I'm not trying
joke.
To hide that. No, to hell with the Oklahoma City Thunder. I hope they never win a championship again. And I kind of enjoy...
I would not watch the NBA for the next 5 years.
I kind of enjoy how much everyone's hating on the one that they just won. As much as I don't like that, I don't like that people poke holes in all
Should
champions
there be an
right
asterisk?
Now. I Should don't like that people poke holes in championships right now. That's something that's so popular in sports. Keep doing it to the Thunder.
This one?
If you want to call this one cool. a Mickey Mouse championship, be my guest. I don't agree. I don't think that it is, but I think it's funny if it makes a couple of Thunder fans angry. All right, let's hear what Asa Newell had to say last night. Obviously, he met with the media. They're going to have an introductory press conference tomorrow at 11:30 with both Asa Newell and Anse Saleh. Who knows? They might do something tonight, too, by the way. They've got pieces that they can move to get back into the second round to make a pick. There's other trades that are going to go down tonight as well. So the fun thing about what's happened over the last 36 hours from a Hawks perspective is you feel really good about the Porzingis trade. At least I do. You feel great about what happened last night and pretty confident in saying that they're not even close to done with the offseason. I hope that that's true. I hope that there's more to come. It would be disappointing if they don't use the exceptions that they have. But here's Asa Newell last night talking about playing with Trey.
Yeah, I really can't wait to play with Trey. He can, you know, hit the three-point shot, but also throw lobs, and he's an elite point guard. And, you know, I just can't wait to be in the A.
Right, and that's kind of a fun part of, I don't know, when you start talking about floor and ceiling for guys, like, you know that just playing with Trey, and I don't know how much time he's going to get on the court with Trey next year, just given what his role is going to be. But on a given night, maybe when a guy's injured or somebody's resting or something like that, and he gets a few more minutes, like, you know, just from the athleticism and the size that he has, he's going to be the beneficiary of some lobs. Like, he's going to be able to do that, and he's going to be able to protect the rim. So at the very, like, base level of Asa Newell, you have a rim protector who's also going to be able to play with your point guard because he can catch lobs and dunk.
He averaged in college a steal and a block per game. And that's in a game where they're not always attacking the rim the way they try to in the NBA. The other thing is you kind of wonder, like, playing with Silas Demery at Georgia is, and I'm not calling Silas Demery Trey Young, but you're talking about a guy that has the ball in his hands a lot, and sometimes Ace Newell maybe not be the focal point of the offense on a given night. I do kind of wonder how that plays into also playing with Trey. Like,
that'll be nice because he will never be the focus of the offense on any night as an Atlanta Hawk.
I think sometimes you see rookies coming into the league and it's like, it wasn't like this in college.
I don't think
he's going to have that approach because of the relationship.
Also fun to see the Hawks and the Falcons both take a Georgia guy. For all the talk about that never happening, it happened twice in the same year.
So if only the Braves had taken Charlie Condon.
I think if they could have, they would have. I don't think he was there when they picked.
No.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. First hour was brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.